Hello, and welcome to Hypothetically Intentional, where we ask the question, what if we set intentions with everything we do? I'm your co-host, Michelle, and today I'm your only host. So let's dig into what I have in mind for today. It's an interesting one for me because I'm going to share with you that I am submitting my book proposal the day that I'm recording this. And I've published a couple books, self-published, really just more to get resources out to my clients. However, this one is a book that I'm seeking a publisher, and I'm finding that process a really interesting process for me, and I thought I would share a bit of that with you. It's just a totally different mindset for me, and I'm finding that interesting to navigate, and the idea of writing the book proposal is a very different thing than writing the book, and so that's also been an interesting little journey to witness and observe, and I am open to seeing where we land. I thought today it might be fun. I'm not really going to dig into that too much. I might do it in future episodes. But today I thought it might be a little bit fun for me to give you a sneak preview of the draft that is right now, knowing full well that everything about it could change. I do understand that, you know, seeking out a publisher means that there's definitely a relinquishing of some control, but also an opening for guidance. And I love that piece of it. So while I was going to read the chapters and how I have the book laid out right now, not read the chapters themselves, but like read the table of contents basically. And then I am going to read the chapter that is about forgiveness. And it is one of those chapters that I invited myself to put into the book proposal because it's one of the most challenging to write because I think it's such a tricky, it's a tricky word for people, but it's a tricky action for people as well. So let's just break it down and see where we go with this. So the book is divided into 5 sections, and they are live gratefully is section 1. Section 2 is love yourself and others. Section 3 is change your relationship to fear. Section 4 is refocus control, and section 5 is live authentically. And within those chapters, we have, within those sections, we have chapters. So under live gratefully, we have perspective, time for pause, awareness, what are you avoiding, being a seeker, look for the lesson. So that's the 3 chapters in section 1. And then section 2, love yourself and others, we have love the I in friend, healthy boundaries, part 1, say yes to yourself, friends and family, WTF, and those are the 3 in section 2. And then in section 3, we have change your relationship to fear, face it, fear not, acceptance, say yes to the mess, and clarity, why are you avoiding it? And then in section 4, we have refocus control, self-trust, the power of love, healthy boundaries, part 2, teach them how to treat you, forgiveness, come to peace with the pieces. That's the chapter I'm going to read after I'm done with this little part here. Section 5 is live authentically. You're an empath, now what? Live your truth. You were there all along. Be divine. Be limitless. Be formidable. So those are the sections of this book. Now, potentially, maybe, possibly, this book might be called Get Unstuck from the Suck, Live the Life You Love, 5 Steps to an Extraordinary Life. Thus the 5 sections. So I'm going to read the chapter on forgiveness. And honestly, I'm open to any feedback. I'm open to hearing what within those chapters or sections that I read just now would be interesting to you or helpful for you. I am open to any and all feedback. And it's okay if you choose not to give it. Hopefully this will be helpful for someone out there. Forgiveness was the hardest piece for me. So here we go. Section 4, refocus control. This would be the 3rd and last chapter of this section. It is called Forgiveness. Come to peace with the pieces. Before we get too far into forgiveness, let's look back. How has the growth work up to this chapter been for you? If you look back from the time you started working with yourself to create an extraordinary life, do you see a shift in your awareness, intentions, and mindfulness? How is that aim we've been talking about working for you? Have you noticed that you are less avoidant and more radically honest with yourself about your focus, your reality, and yourself? This feels like a good time to make it clear that I am not trying to convince you of anything. This book isn't about you tucking into a defined box I described as the way to heal. You get to choose healing that works for you. The goal of this book is to give you the tools to do that for yourself. I'm sharing my lived experiences as a girl who grew up feeling unlovable, not for lack of trying by those who loved her, and who has been a coach in one way or another for much of her life. The goal of this book is to invite you to be inquisitive, to explore who you really are from a place of awareness and truth rather than from wounds and self-doubt. It is my hope that this book empowers you to find your courage and your capital S self. I hope that as you explore the concepts in this book, you will find your own healing. You will discover and uncover the best ways for you to heal. Whatever that looks like for you, as long as it's coming from your heart and soul, it's correct. Know that this chapter might bring the most emotions, triggers, and challenges. It can also bring the most healing, courage, and confidence. This chapter is a tricky one to write, not because it stirs things up for me that I don't want to look at again, more because I remember how hard it was to truly forgive. I remember what it required of me. It's important to me that you have the support you need as you decide to forgive. As an author, that's hard to know when we aren't in a room together. Gather your support team. They will be a blessing as you do this work. Forgiveness is one of those things that I believe will only happen when the time is right. I believe it requires quite a bit of work to get to the point of full-blown forgiveness. I believe everything is divinely guided, and I also believe we are allowed to get in our own way. We have the ability to delay or speed up that divine timeline with our choices. Forgiveness requires grace, support, and the ability to love yourself through it. The truth of the matter is, until you forgive yourself, you don't have true freedom. Opening the door to forgiving them leads you to forgiving yourself. But I found that until you forgive yourself, you can't possibly forgive them. I found it's not the others that keep us stuck and pained. Your ultimate power, your highest level of freedom, and your true self-love come from forgiving yourself. My experience in healing from the molestation was that I was not sure I was supposed to truly heal from that horrible thing. I'm not supposed to ever truly be okay after something like that happens. That's what I told myself. I suppose I was judging others in that same way. Heck, I didn't even realize that or think about it until I typed these words right here and now. I told myself people would think I was accepting it and condoning it if I chose to heal. I told myself I could never heal from something like that. It's simply not possible. I didn't even realize that was a core belief. Today, I know that belief is inaccurate. In fact, it couldn't be farther from what's actually possible. It was so messy to look at truly healing from it as I was in the process. To that point, I only knew how to be a victim. I spoke about it with shame. Heck, most of the time I couldn't even get my voice out. Truth be told, it was always there as an excuse not to do something that scared me. How's that for some bold, not so popular truths? It's about to get deeper. Please don't give up on the next paragraph. Read the whole thing and know that these words are coming from a painful lived experience that has been healed, or at least mostly healed. There's always another layer and they can sneak up on you. I haven't had a layer that led me to being a puddle on the floor in years, and for that I'm grateful. The work works when you really look. When you decide you are worthy of loving yourself. When you realize nothing that was done to you can take away the worthiness of loving yourself. These words are coming from self-love, personal awareness, and bold honesty. These words are coming from compassion for anyone who has pain and trauma in their life. I'm quite certain that everyone fits in that category. We all have the pain and trauma relative to our lived experiences. We all have something to forgive. Layer after layer, we discover and uncover more of what we can't unsee. So many people shout "Me too" from a place of victimhood rather than power. What if we were to speak all things from a place of strength, courage, and self-love? We tend to compare our story to the next person, and we gather together in victimhood. When we compare, we often shame ourselves for not being as far along in our healing as someone who had it worse. We seek justice from our pain points rather than from love. I ask the question, what good is justice if we remain a victim? Don't get me wrong. People getting their karma can be a very satisfying thing. I can be as spiteful as the next person. Sometimes I think just entertaining the idea of spiteful actions helps move some energy that is ready to be released. I find that when I start spiteful, move to humor, and then settle into compassion, healing is in progress. I'm not spiteful at my core. I am human. I do feel pain. There are times I want revenge. And if I'm being honest with myself, focusing on self-healing over revenge is a much more powerful thing. When I'm in my capital S self, I can see things from a we are all one, we are all light, we are all capable of love perspective. The duality of healing is magical. We get to be human and we get to be divine. Offering grace as you give yourself the opportunity to heal will take you deep into the forgiveness path. You get to be accountable for your part in this. I'm not talking about your part in what happened. I'm talking about your part in how you heal, when you heal, and where you go from there. When you come to peace with the pieces that have been causing you pain and suffering, you create an extraordinary life. Forgiveness might be the magic unlock to getting unstuck from the suck and living the life you love. Whew, all right. So I learned a few things as I read that. There's another section after this that'll be some aim, awareness, intention, mindfulness, growth work. I'm not going to read that today. But what I am realizing is that if I ever decide to do an audiobook on this, which I have on my radar, I think it's going to be harder than I thought. I stumble over my words, getting my intonation right. Like reading is different than it just sort of like coming through you, right? Like there's this interesting, that was interesting. So thanks for coming along that journey with me. If you have any questions, you know, let me know. I will have Andrew put a trigger warning in the beginning of this, likely, or I just give you a heads up that there's some touchy stuff in here or some pain points in here that are mentioned. But ultimately, the goal is to get rid of that ammunition that's within us, right? To get rid of those things that trigger us and really bring ourselves back to ourselves, you know, like bring you back to you. That has been the deepest healings, the deepest healing work that I've done on this journey has been, you know, really calling back my power and healing from the things that took my peace away, that took my self away, and that at least made me feel like I needed to hide and not shine my light bright. So, yeah, I don't know. Writing this book is interesting. It's definitely a reflection on my journey so far. It's a reflection on my life experiences and how I've navigated the healing and the people that have come in and supported me on that. I will say my divine counsel is on it and is bringing magical and amazing and loving and kind humans into my world. And I'm noticing that on a deeper level now, and it's a beautiful thing. So I don't know. I just felt like maybe sharing this would be a neat thing to do today. Like I said, it could all change. It could go in a totally different direction as I continue to write this book. It is not done. I don't have all the previous chapters complete, full disclosure. I'm kind of just plopping them onto the page as they come in, as the ideas download. And I do believe my guardian angels and spirit guides and my creator are here helping me in this. I was in a training. Actually, it was through a Hay House community that I'm in, and Colette Baron Reed did a training, and she was saying, you know, your book is already written. Just get to it, you know. And I had a reading done from another person a few months ago that said the exact same thing. It's like, the book is already written. Don't stress about it. Just drop into it and allow it to flow through you and to be. And I am finding that process beautiful. Perhaps challenging at times, but it is, I can tell when I'm in flow and when I'm fighting it, and I'm just surrendering into the process. So if anybody's ever written a book and has tips or tricks, I'd love to hear them. If anybody is writing a book and, you know, wants to talk about what that might be like, you know, let me know. I'm open to discussing this on this podcast on the weeks that Andrew is not able to be here with me. But it is fun to have some guest speakers. It's fun when Andrew can come back. It's fun when both boys can be on. And I don't mind hosting by myself every now and again either. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy we have some listeners out there. And I want you to know how much we appreciate you. And yeah, we'll see you next time. Bye. Be you every day.